It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at CapJHood. This is ESPN 1000.
So, day one of the NCAA tournament. We'll have a lot of fun with that. I tweeted out my bracket. I think JR is going to put them all on our Instagram page, at CapJHood. So, looking forward to that.
And we'll be on, obviously, as we are every morning between 7 and 10, but we'll be on later today on Twitch, right?
Correct. 2 to 5. It'll be Waddle, Sylvie, Carm, Yerk, Black Abdallah, you and I, a bunch of special guests. So make sure you, as you're watching the games, grab your phone, your iPad, your laptop, and you go, oh, I'm going to put the Twitch channel on. We work blue. We talk about our good bets and our bad bets. And we just have a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, so find your flip phone and put on Twitch. It'll be right there for you.
Won't work on a flip phone.
You don't know that. Have you tried?
Probably not.
You never tried.
I've never tried.
See that? You already are trying to be a dream killer. Someone has a flip phone, and they go, oh, God, I could get Twitch on it. It's great.
No shot.
You don't know. How do you know?
I'm guessing.
See, again, you're just want to be argumentative on a Friday.
That's exactly
you don't
right.
know what people
just
do.
I'm trying to move this clock so at like 10, 12, we're going to be on time for crosstalk today. We're going to get to break on time. We're going to get out of crosstalk on time. Listen, and I am literally going to bump people out of the way as I run to my car.
Listen, our lovely listeners, who we appreciate more than anything in the world.
Definitely.
Don't need to hear you're just waiting to get to 10 a.m.
No, I'm excited.
I'm going to move the clock. I can't get to 10 a.m. quick enough. Listen to me out there. The last thing I want to be doing is talking to you. I got to get to the couch and the food.
I'm just being honest. That's what they expect.
Wow.
Honesty.
Screw you, listeners. I'm moving the clock. Get out of my way.
I'm going to have fun get all the way up till we get off the show.
I don't know. I heard I'm mailing it in. That's what I heard.
NCAA, get out of the way.
But as soon as this show is over, you all are not in my life. I'm moving on till 2 o'clock when we're back together on Twitch. I am racing to the car. I am racing to the house. I am getting in the basement and get out of my way.
Will you be sitting still on Twitch today?
That
was a big talking point of the Super Bowl Twitch is how you were all over the place.
Yeah, and I probably will be again because I know it triggers certain people.
Running to the ganja.
It triggered the whole audience.
I'm going to get high.
No, I want to be clear-minded and focused when I'm putting bets in all freaking day. My wife's out of town. It's going to be like just a whacked out scene, man. Gambling.
Whacked
I'm
going to
have
seed.
Whacked out scene.
I'm going to have horses on one TV. I'm going to have basketball on four TV. Come on, man.
Whacked out scene.
Yes.
How's that any different than any other day at your home?
Probably isn't.
Okay, so whacked out scene. What
I'm
do you
just
mean?
Telling you.
You're getting high.
No, I want to be clear minded when I get in the basement. Bam. Making sure there's food in the dog's bowls, plenty of water. See you guys in about 10 hours. I'll clean up your mess later. Dude, I live for this day. Like this, tomorrow, the first 2 days of the tournament, normally a Thursday, Friday, and then the Kentucky Derby, stop yourself. Wild card weekend, stop yourself. Those are just amazing events.
You're going to get high.
No shot.
It is.
But yeah. I will be drinking, that's for sure.
Okay. Well, you're not going to push me out of the way. That won't happen. You'll say, excuse me, sir, I'm on my way home. That's how you'll handle me.
I'll just be just so quick. You'll be like, what was that blur that went by? Oh, that was Cap.
The blur. The blue blur.
I'm going to pull a Tom Waddle. I am going to try and be in my car
before
Carmen and Yurko start their show.
I got bad news for you. I got a stack of things for you to record today after
the show.
Yeah,
well, guess what? We're recording them at the breaks.
I focus on the show at the breaks.
Guess what? When that crosstalk bell goes off and we're done.
There's a bell?
We got a bell now, a chime. Lets you know when school's out.
I'm moving the clock. Really?
See ya.
You're moving the clock. That's a first.
Cap, you just knocked Mike Thomas down. Sorry. It's NCAA tournament day, man. Out of the way.
All right, let's go back to the phones.
Yes, let's go back to the phones.
We'll have Dan's cast later on today on Twitch, which will be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. It'll be a lot of fun. Let's go to Scott. He's in South Elgin. Hey, Scott, what's up, Sparkles?
Hey, Cap, I really wish I could share in your enthusiasm today, but Ryan Pace kind of pissed in my cornflakes this morning.
Mmm, that's protein.
So I'll just talk to Jay Hood since you don't want to be here anymore.
Such a funny guy.
Yes, I'm here to take your phone call, Scott. Go right ahead, pal.
Thank you, sir. So the reason for my call, and I'm just beyond blown away. So we released Kyle Fuller, and I believe trading him would have been a $4 million difference. If I'm wrong, please correct me after my call. I've tried to do the math on it last night, but I took an edible and everything just went to hell.
Understood.
So we released one of the top 10 cornerbacks in the league. He's 29 years old, and somebody's going to go out and pay him. The Green Bay Packers might go out and pay him. They already tried to do it once.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of releasing people who are complete dust, such as Jimmy Graham, Danny Trevathan.
Well, hold on, Danny. Let me just lay the facts out here for you. I love you. I just want you to be armed with facts.
His name's Scott.
Scott, if you release Danny Trevathan, it's a $13.4 million dead cap hit. Now, it would be reduced if you waited till June 1st. They needed to get that deal done now, so that's why Danny Trevathan is still on this roster.
So they had to get the deal done so that they could fit in the red rifle.
That is correct. In a lot of ways, that's correct because...
Now, go ahead. There must be another move. Kenny Golladay, your St. Rita guy. There's got to be another move coming, Hoodie.
Kenny Golladay is going to the Giants. They're not letting him leave the building. Ryan Pace just let it leak to the media that they visited with Kenny Golladay so he could get his participation trophy the same way he tried to get it by leaking the Russell Wilson information.
You know, when we think about wide receivers, Scott, and we appreciate the telephone call. You know, when I think about wide receivers, Cap, that's not even really on my radar now that they've tagged Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Mooney. I've liked Mooney from the beginning. And you've got Komet as a tight end.
Mm-hmm.
So weapons are there for Dalton. I'm just trying to figure out how do you replace the production and everything that Kyle Fuller brought to the table, because you can't. That's $14 million off the books. And more than likely he'll be a Denver Bronco. I think he's going to be with Fangio.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I think Fuller's going.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you replace that in the secondary? And how do you get better on your offensive line? Are you set on the offensive line? You got to draft that.
Yeah, you got to come up with a left tackle. I'm okay with Daniels, Bars, Whitehair, Mustafa, Effetti. If you have a really good left tackle,
aren't you good? By the way, aren't you good with the Bears' weapons as is offensively?
No.
What do you want?
Well, you're getting rid of Anthony Miller. You've already basically said that.
That guy,
he's out. Wims, yeah, keep him. So you're down to Mooney, who couldn't finish the season healthy, and I love him. I think he's going to be a hell of a player, but he is coming off a shoulder injury. Cole Kmet, who I think he's going to be a really good player, but he hasn't proven it yet. Jimmy Graham, who's obviously on the 17th hole of his round.
He's coming back next year?
So far.
So your tight end room's fine then?
You're fine.
Put that to the side.
You need another premium wide receiver. You absolutely do. You want to make this Andy Dalton thing look even remotely decent? You need, if it's not Kenny Golladay, it can't be another fifth round rookie. Darnell Mooney's a fluke, man. They hit a home run there. That was good drafting.
That's Pace's jam right there. That's his MO. The late draft pick.
He's great at that.
He's good at that.
But we need a veteran wide receiver. So you go Allen Robinson, Cole Kmet, Jimmy Graham, Darnell Mooney. Okay. All right. Maybe that's what they're clearing space for. Maybe Golladay got on that plane and said, I'm going to New York. Call me if you clear space. Maybe.
I just think that's a redundancy for Galladay's career. Who's going to get him the ball? Who's going to get Robinson the ball?
The red rifle.
No. No. That's a pea shooter.
312-332-3776. Let's go to Pat. He's out on the Ike. Hey, Pat, what's up?
Good morning. Being a Pat, I always give my credit to my Italian brethren and say happy St. Joseph's Day on the 19th.
Thank you.
Happy St. Joseph's Day to you.
Yes, but, sir.
Giving the Bears any credit, and I'm not an Andy Dalton hater, 9-7 is not going to win you a championship. And do we really want another playoffs or even another Super Bowl appearance if it doesn't result in a ring? I don't. But the question is, I think Hoodie was talking about this earlier, I don't think they can draft a quarterback in round two.
No.
Because they would have to either release Foles against the salary cap or put the second-round QB on the practice squad, which he could then be claimed by any team to put him on the an active roster, or ride with three quarterbacks on the 53-man roster.
Right, which Yurko, and we appreciate your call, Pat. Have a great St. Joseph's Day. Yurko laid it out yesterday that if you can combine a role, a special teamer who does something else, you have the ability then to carry a third quarterback. So I do think they're going to draft somebody. Nick Foles is literally unreleasable. Can he be traded? Maybe. His cap hit is $6.6 million. His dead cap is $10.3 million. You're not saving. You're going the wrong direction.
Yeah, and that's why, as again, I've been saying, there's a redundancy at the position. You don't get Andy Dalton while Nick Foles is on your roster. That makes no sense. Diversity at the position.
Don't you have two of the same jacket?
I do not.
There you go.
How about that? Right, so it's put a hat on a hat. You don't need to wear two hats, Cap, just one.
Hi, do you have that hat right there? Yes, I'll take two of them. No.
And wear them both at the same time.
Exactly.
That's the thing. And then with the quarterback spot, JD and I disagree on this every single year. And I've talked to you about this too. You can draft for need or draft for best available.
Always take best available.
I just think that if you're going to the store for milk, I got to get milk. I'm not there for the Hawaiian Punch. Like, what? And your wife says, well, where's the milk? But there was a great sale in Hawaiian Punch. That's why I say that the offensive line needs to be taken care of. The secondary's got to be taken care of. I want them to draft a quarterback, but not first. But, you know, for Ryan Pace, he may look at that and say, this is the best available. We're going to get this quarterback. Well, is your offensive line ready to go? Did you get someone younger to be on the other side of Jalen Johnson? Do you have someone just going to replace Akeem Hicks? You got to make sure you take care of the needs, the gaping holes on this roster. You have to.
I don't disagree with you, but if you said, hey, man, I'm looking up at that board, and we have an A grade on that guy, but we have a need over here, and he's a B minus. I'm taking the A-graded guy every time. I am.
But I got two quarterbacks, and that kid's not going to play. When is he going to play? I need him now.
Then I'll figure out if he's that good, I'll trade somebody.
Like, and that would be Foles, but nobody wants that. They don't want that. They don't want that money. They don't want that quarterback.
Correct.
They don't want that asset.
They don't.
That's the whole thing, Kev. Like, to me, I've got to shore up things that I need. Look at the pantry. Like, I'm going to get dinner, but oh, my God. You know what? That floor cleaner looks good. We can't eat the floor cleaner.
I get where you're coming from.
It's a philosophy thing when it comes to the NFL and drafting.
Correct.
It's a philosophy. I got to shore up what I need, and then whatever comes after that. You say, if I got an A grade on this guy, I got to get him now, even if you have that position solidified. Like, if it's another tight end, right? Say it's a second round. Like, man, that tight end on our board, he's an A+. I got to have him. You already have two. Why do you need a third?
Because I'm not going to take a C+ graded guy because he fits my need. I'm not.
I need it badly, though.
Figure out a different way to get it.
How?
We're taking the best guy on that board.
I got no money. All my money's tied in Quinn and Foles. I got no money.
I get it. We'll put a ribbon on this because I got something else you and I want to do.
Okay.
But just listen to this 15-second clip. Andy Dalton, you'd be okay if they draft a QB?
I think that's just kind of part of it. I've been the starter and helped the backup, you know, throughout my career. And so I think it's what you can do to help the next guy. You know, we'll see if that's the case and what we do in the draft. But, you know, I've got no problem with that.
There you go. Okay. On this day in 1995, one of the happiest days in Chicago sports history. That's right. That's next.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
The word retire means you can do anything you want from this day on. So if I desire to come back and play again, maybe that's what I want to do. Maybe that's the challenge that I may need someday down the road.
And that day has arrived. Michael Jordan warming up at Market Square Arena more than 3 hours before today's scheduled tip-off. 21 21 months have passed since Michael Jordan last played competitive basketball. For 21 months, the NBA was without its supreme artist. There may be many interesting peripheral aspects to both his departure and return, but at the heart of it is simply this. The best in the world is back. And in a sports world darkened by constant talk of money, strikes, and lockouts, here's a shining reminder of why we're drawn to sports in the first place. The drama, the anticipation, the sheer beauty of the moment. Today, an artist returns to his true canvas, the hardboard courts of the NBA. Michael Jordan is back.
At the other guard, 6'6 from North Carolina, number 45, Michael Jordan.
Sometimes I dream that he is me. Got to see, that's how I dream to be.
One of the greatest songs ever.
War? I love that song.
Be Like Mike, kid.
Oh, that was War.
No.
Good God.
That song is so awesome.
What is it good for?
It's good for another few championships from Michael Jordan. Think about it. He is back. And you think at the time when he retires, you say, boy, he's retiring so young. He goes away, plays baseball, and then says, you know what? The love of the game brought him back. Everyone was happy for him to be able to return via fax that says, I'm back. And then to see him on the floor again, Bulls fans were elated.
It was amazing. That whole number 45 thing just never looked normal. And remember when Nick Anderson stripped him on the sideline?
Yes.
And Orlando knocked the Bulls out, and there's Horace cheering. And now we know how much Horace disliked Michael, and when he was basically rubbing Chicago's nose in it when they beat him. And that fueled Michael to go back to his laboratory, as he called it. Tim Grover was on with us and said, oh, my God. Michael would say, yeah, we'll start working out at the house at 6:15. He had this amazing gym in the house in Highland Park. And he said, I'd get there at like 6, and they'd say, yeah, Mike's downstairs. He's already halfway through his workout. What? He told me 6:15. He was down there at 5:15. He couldn't sleep. And he was just insane that they lost and that he had been embarrassed. And he went back to work and changed his body around and then was the man again.
Just an incredibly driven athlete and was just thirsty for championships, wanted to be able to get better. I just love the modern technology at the time when you had the dial-up modem, the AOL, to reach 1.5 million subscribers in December of 1994. There was no tweets. There were no texts. It was just the facts coming through. And you hope that you had toner, by the way, so you could see the I'm back. You were hoping that you could be able to see that. And when that came in the newsrooms and business places all over the place, man, that was just great.
It was.
What a great time.
And I held on to that fax for a long time, and I have no idea where it is today, and I would so love to have that thing framed.
I'm back was two big words, and the Bulls really needed it too. After that first run of championships, he thought, well, this is over. They'll never be able to get to that because they didn't have someone like Jordan on the team to elevate them. And, yeah, him wearing 45 was weird, but it's just part of the great story. And if you missed the Last Dance documentary, it's all there for you to see the ebb and flow of Jordan's career. It was tremendous.
Danny, where were you that day? You were in college at that point?
Correct. No, March 1995, I was not in college yet. I was still in senior in high school.
And where were you, JR?
I was actually beginning my radio career at WCKG.
How about that? And you think back to that day when that, like, the person I remember breaking the story the most that he was contemplating the return was, I think, Cheryl Ray.
Yep.
Cheryl Ray was all over that beat, man. Yeah, I'm just telling you. Cheryl Ray Stout. Cheryl Ray was on top of the baseball stuff over at IIT when Bill Melton was working with him as a hitter.
Yep.
It was Bill Melton. You ought to hear. We should have him on one day to talk about those stories, about him and Michael working in the cages trying to keep it quiet, and all of a sudden Cheryl Ray Stout finds out. There's a couple other reporters finds out. Now, Michael Jordan's going to do what?
Yeah.
I think Hood captured it best when he was talking about the buzz that was around it. You know, Shefty can tweet something now and 1.5 million see it in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Right? You literally had this word of mouth like, hey, something's going on. Hey, something's happening. Right. Hey, I'm hearing these rumors. And you literally had to talk to somebody to hear these rumors. It wasn't out there for you to consume like this.
There were two moments like JR's talking about when I was in high school that I'll always remember. When Magic Johnson announced he had HIV,
yep,
and Michael Jordan coming back. And it was like a buzz through the school. I was trying to craft a shot or no shot question about Michael Jordan's return because it was on this day in 1995 that he played his first game against the Pacers.
Mm-hmm.
This is sad, right? It's been 26 years since that day. You can count on two hands or less the happier moments than that in this city's sports fandom.
Well, you think about that, right? His return.
You've got the three championships after.
Yep. You've got the Blackhawks.
Blackhawks 3 is 6.
The White Sox
and Cubs,
and the Cubs
make it 8.
Yeah. And that's it. And maybe if you want to say the Bears go into the Super Bowl. In 26
Nine.
Years, less than 10 amazing moments.
Derrick Rose winning the MVP.
Nah, I don't. It's not up there.
He's talking about team achievements.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Less than 10 for this proud city. It's pathetic.
Sister Jean and Loyola going to the Final Four.
Stop it. I don't want to get suspended again.
That's a pretty cool one.
I do not want to get suspended again.
Okay. Well, it's one of the moments, though. It's in the
Final Four for Loyola. Pretty freaking cool.
I don't think so. Like, listen, no offense. I do not want to get suspended again.
I understand.
So I'm going to walk on eggshells here.
Okay.
But Loyola does not encompass the city the way the Bears do, the way the Bulls do.
Nobody jumps on a bandwagon quicker than this city.
Exactly.
But
they're all wearing maroon and gold all of a sudden.
Like, the year Loyola made the Final Four, you know me, I'm a Kansas fan.
Yep.
Kansas was also in the Final Four. So I didn't care that Loyola made it. I had no excitement or whatsoever
about
Loyola.
You had no skin in the game.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people applies. Like, if you're a University of Michigan alum or you're a Notre Dame alum, Loyola making it, it's a nice story. Okay, great. But you don't feel the passion you do when your team is accomplishing
there
something.
There were plenty of people going, why am I wearing maroon today? Oh, it's for Loyola.
Oh, of course.
That their colors?
Yeah.
That's the way it was, right?
But it's less than 10 stories for sure since 1995 where everyone was like, wow, where the city stood on its feet and said, wow, I can't believe this, right?
Does going to the Eastern Conference Finals when Tibbs was the coach?
No.
That doesn't count?
No. It's like patting the Bears on the back for making a run at Russell Wilson. You don't get credit for – you're the king of saying if you don't win it all, it's a failure.
I agreed. I'm just asking the question.
We don't stand up and celebrate the Eastern Conference Finals.
Especially when it's a place that's won 6 titles in 8 years. That's the standard. Jordan, Pippen, Phil, they always set the standard for that. And there's no participation trophies around here, pal. We don't do that. You're better than that.
I'm not saying I'm not.
You are better than that, aren't you?
100%.
Okay, just want to make sure you're better than
that. I'm the guy that says either you get a ring or you failed, period.
Yeah, that's fair. There's really no in-between.
Right.
Because that's the goal for everybody, right? The goal is to win a championship.
And again, I've always qualified. If you told me that, I don't know, who's a crappy team that's in the tournament? Texas Southern. They're a 16.
Hey.
You tell me Texas Southern, they already won last night, and they upset Michigan, and then they got knocked out. They had a successful foray in the tournament. They can't win the championship. They're not built to win it. I get it. But if the White Sox this year don't win, if the Cubs don't win, if the Yankees don't win, if the Dodgers don't win, I'm just picking one sport, failures. That's what you built that thing to win.
All right.
That's my point.
Back to the phone lines.
Let's go to Space out in Plainfield.
Okay.
Space, what's up?
What's up, fellas? How you doing? Going.
What's up, Space?
Nothing much, man. Hey, guys. The Bears right now, man, they got me kind of upset, man. I mean, great story that you just talked about with Mike. I think I was 8 in 95, so, you know, I was cheering inside. But the Bears, they got me.
You held us that. You were cheering inside what? Where were you inside? The womb?
You know, I could have been inside, you know, my grammar school, Garfield Elementary, but, you know, I was cheering. But the Bears right now got you really, you know, you're lost as a fan. You have no idea what their direction is. I think I would be okay if I knew that if they said, hey, we were trying to get younger. But how are you trying to get younger? You just picked up old Andy Dalton, you know, if you said we were trying to do this. You know, I just have no idea what their direction is right now. So it's really confusing as a fan.
They are directionless. It's very, yeah, very disappointing. Agreed. 100%.
Can I tell you I met Space yesterday?
Hey, Space, I heard you and Hoodie hooked up.
Well,
yes, yes, we did. I got to introduce myself to Mr. Hoodie right there. Me and my partner, Mario MC, who's listening right now. I mean, it was a great time. Hoodie, you're an awesome man. Cap, we can't wait to meet you also.
The feeling is mutual. Hoodie told me he was out of Illinois Media School, and you are pursuing learning the business while you're also doing your regular full-time job. Dude, I think that's such an amazing, amazing thing that you've got this passion for sports, and you went, you know what? I call in all the time. I'm going to go on my off time. I'm going to learn how to do that. I think that's awesome.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know, honestly, I said it before, but I got to say it again. You guys inspire me. I wasn't thinking about this. I was driving trucks, but listening to you guys every day inspired me to go back to school. And best decision I made, you know.
God bless you, Space. Can't wait to meet you.
Definitely. Thanks.
See you, man.
Appreciate it, guys.
Get to class on time, pal.
Yes, sir. We'll do.
All right.
See ya. There he is. 312-332-3776. Shot or no shot?
That's next.
Take that. Jumping the gun.
We'll get back to your phone calls momentarily here on Cap and J Hood. But over the years, you've heard me talk about DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. The sports landscape is ever-changing, and this week is no different. Luckily for all of us sports fans, DraftKings still has daily fantasy contests running for those looking to have a skin in the game. DraftKings has paid out over $7 billion to users across all sports. Just draft your lineup and feel the sweat like never before. Every moment means more with DraftKings lineup on the line. DraftKings is the leader in daily fantasy sports, so there's no better place to get all the action. So here's how you do it. You download the DraftKings app and use the promo code WMVP. New users will get a free entry with their first deposit. That's code WMVP to get a free entry with your first deposit. Only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. JR.
Cap. J-Hook.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
That's why I see man,
shot. No shot. With Cap and J-Hook on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I see man, shot.
Hey, shot. No shot. It's brought to you by PointsBet. PointsBet Sportsbook is here. Visit us at Hawthorne Racecourse to experience Illinois' premium sportsbook. But first, download the PointsBet app. Get $100 in free bets when you deposit just $20 with the code ESPN. Daniel!
Gentlemen!
Good to have you back, Danny.
It's really good to be back, guys. I won't say anything negative about Loyola again. Wall-to-wall college basketball games on TV today and tomorrow. I ask you, gentlemen, shot or no shot, today is the best sports day on the calendar.
100% shot today and tomorrow. It's usually Thursday, Friday. Those first 2 days where all day long you're like, whoa! Who lost at the buzzer? Whoa! There's another one! Yes, 100% shot.
Yep, Kentucky Derby. Go ahead, Danny.
Excuse me?
Is that second to you?
Number one, Kentucky Derby.
Oh, stop yourself. He's just pandering to me. No shot he believes that.
What would be second? Wild card weekend?
Absolutely.
Our opening day.
The national championship for college football.
Yeah, that's yours.
But that's not like a whole day. That's an evening.
It is for me, pal.
How about New Year's Day when there's all the bowl games?
You asked me my opinion. I gave you my opinion, and it wasn't good enough. This is part of the show where my answer isn't good enough. This is what we call Hoodie's answer isn't good enough. Let me give you the answer you should say.
So,
and I'm giving you the Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know how you could be against the Kentucky Derby. I mean, listen. I mean, that's the spot right there.
I love this guy more and more every day.
How could you diss the Kentucky Derby? All of this.
I'm against the Kentucky Derby. Hardcore.
This up and down about the March Madness, but I thought horse racing was your jam.
I love horse racing.
Is the horse racing still alive?
It is.
Is it dead?
Nope.
Check it out. Google and see if horse racing's dead.
It'll be on channel 260 on one of my TVs today. TVG.
Now, this is, Danny, this is the best day because there's so much action at one time, right? Even in the NBA playoffs, it's one game at a time. It's not like two or three games at the same time, so it's not really that much of an overlap. But when you have three or four games, when you're at a bar or when you're at home to be able to see that, I mean, there's nothing like that, March Madness. So I agree with that.
Do you miss the networks taking you to the best games? Like, now we have the ability to watch every game, and that's a great thing.
Yeah.
But, like, there's part of me that misses when the network says, all right, the game you're watching is officially crap. Let's take you to a good one.
Every now and then, the NBA will do that, too, by the way. If it's out of line, you get some kind of Fox Sports Northwest game or something like, wait a minute, what happened to my game? That happens from time to time. You know, because of the multiple screens, I'm okay with just the one, because I can ignore it if I got the multiple screens. Back in the day, they would just say, that's enough of this.
Yeah.
Because of ratings.
Correct.
So, and interest.
I do remember when I was much, much younger, DePaul, we were DePaul season takeovers. My late father went to school there. Mm-hmm. And I remember the day of the tournament, they got knocked out, and literally, St. Joe's laid it in, out, and they went to the next game. U.S. Reed from half court, Arkansas wins, upsets Oregon State with Ralph Miller, the famous coach. And then they went from that game to another one. Bam! It was like, boom, 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 top seeds all going.
So not the Kentucky Derby?
Kentucky Derby's on the list.
Oh, I see. I thought it was number one in your heart and number one in your program.
And opening day is awesome. The day, because I love baseball.
And the Preakness is second for you. All right, go ahead, Danny.
I don't want to get us off track, but my phone literally was blowing up with like 40 texts from people calling Cap a flipper that last year on opening day he went on a rant on that's the greatest sports day on the calendar. There's no better day than opening day. I remember you doing it,
yes!
But, like, I'm not joking. Literally, as you answered saying this is the best day, it was one text after another saying Cap's so full of BS because last year he had the same spiel on opening day.
No. If those people would pull the wax out of their ears.
So it's 40 people got it wrong.
Chris Black.
It was not Chris Black. He's busy doing his thing.
Because he and I used to argue about opening day. I've always said, opening day signifies spring's here, warm weather's coming, the whole deal. But
yeah,
I've always maintained.
Well, pick a lane. Which is it?
The first two days of the tournament are the greatest sports days. Opening day is coursing through my veins because
baseball is
back.
So you're not picking a lane.
I'm not.
You're not picking a lane.
No,
so those people are right. So
tell those 40 people.
It's got nothing to do with wax.
Stick it where George tried to put the helmet.
Next. All right, boys, let's stick with the NCAA tournament. For the second time in 3 years, Cap's guy, Michigan State head basketball coach Tom Izzo, had a heated exchange with one of his players mm-hmm. during the tournament. Yesterday, he and his player Gabe Brown got a little bit physical at halftime. I ask you, gentlemen, shot or no shot, our world is past hard coaching.
That is a shot. For sure. It's 2021 we're talking about here. It does not relate to us. We don't play anymore. But for many people, whether it is the AAU circuit, whether it's Little League, whether it's college, people don't like to see that. People don't like to see that. See, for whatever reason, Izzo does not mind the face-to-face confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he is acquiring that or if that happens when a player starts playing for Izzo. I don't know if he knows that even before he's able to get him to come to the ball club. I don't know what it is. But we've seen this multiple times now where Izzo has an issue with a player. But he doesn't mind the confrontation.
Correct. And he doesn't mind them coming, what you're saying, coming back at him. Draymond Green was tweeting, oh, stop, relax. The people who have a problem with it have never, ever been in a situation where they play for a demanding coach. Great players crave discipline. I'm just telling you, no. The truly great players that he recruits, that's why those guys all go to the mat for him. Draymond Green and all these other NBA players who have said, stop. We do that all. That's what goes on, man. It's the heat of the moment. I had no problem with what happened.
You don't think it happens a little bit too much with Izzo?
No.
You've seen this multiple times, though. You see, K doesn't deal with that. Self doesn't deal with that.
Excuse me?
Not out front. No, you don't see that. No, I'm talking about in front of everybody. We've seen this multiple times. Stuff happens behind the scenes in practice all the time. But out front, where Izzo's got to chase a player down, that's not good. That's not a good look.
Well, that player was arguing with him and then turned his back on him. And Izzo went, I'm not done talking to you. I got no problem with it. And I asked my wife, I said, hey, were you watching? Yes. how would you feel if that was one of our kids? Because I know it's coming up on the air. She goes, you know how I'd feel. No problem. That's us.
A coach-player relationship, though, is different than a relationship between coworkers in the real world. Like, if that player did something awesome, right?
Yeah.
And Tom Izzo smacked him on the behind to congratulate him, that's totally acceptable. We wouldn't even talk about that today. If you guys have a great show and our boss, Mike Thomas, pats you guys on the ass after the show to congratulate you,
yes.
A little bit weird. Might be off. You know, yeah. Like the relationship between a coach and player.
Players go play for
different
him.
Way.
You're right. Players go play for guys like him. If you think Coach K isn't like he's Coach K stripped the locker room of all the lockers, all the chairs, the TV, the carpet. They came in. There was a 2x4 nailed in the wall. They had some sandpaper piece of towel and a little bar of soap. That's it. He goes, you guys want to play like that? You're not going to have the comforts that a Duke player gets.
Yeah.
And he goes off. They understand that when they get there to play for him.
Now, see, here's the twist on this. The twist on this is I'm not blaming Izzo for grabbing the player by the jersey. I'm saying that are you comfortable if you're Izzo with players not willing to listen? In which you invite the confrontation. That's just weird for a program. Like, at some point, you got to listen to me. I'm the coach. You're the player. Now, you may disagree, but, man, in the heat of the moment, it happens a little bit too often, I think, in the Izzo program. Unless he invites that. Unless he recruits that. Hey, this guy's got a little edge. Come on to the program. At some point, you got to listen to me.
I was doing a game. I think I've told Danny this story. I don't think I've told it on the air. I was doing a game. The team was ranked in the top five in the country, and the team they were playing was one of the worst teams I've ever seen. They finished 0-18 in the conference. Halftime score, the team that's 0-18 is beating the top five team. Mm-hmm. They come off the court. I jump up, set my headset down, I'm going to run to the bathroom. I get behind the stands at this dingy arena, and there is the head coach, who is a Hall of Famer, and there is the player, and they are in a physical altercation. Not yelling, physical altercation. Player pulls his jersey up, soaked in sweat, throws it, and hits the coach right in the middle of the chest. He goes, go blank yourself, I'm done. And the coach drops a few expletives back, and they go into the locker room. I'm like, well, that was interesting. He won't be back. And as they ran back onto the court, I don't see the player. He ends up playing in the NBA. He's a really good player. As they're ready to put the ball in play, he's pulling that sweaty jersey back on. He runs back on the court, doesn't say a word to the coach, says to the guys replacing him, off, my spot. And boom, he gets like 26 in the second half, and they win. And they're hugging after the game. Dude, that's a regular thing in our program. That's the mentality that some of those coaches and players have. It's not for everybody.
What else did Ray Meyer tell you about Mark McGwire?
He was already dead by then.
He was already dead, as far as you know.
Danny.
That's all the time we have for today, boys.
Come on, there's another one.
And there was a real Kim Kardashian one. Yesterday was the the season premiere of the last season ever of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Thank goodness.
Woo!
What do you mean, thank goodness?
We're going to miss Kim.
It's awful, and it's one of the top 10 shows in television. It's not awful. It's just about their lives. I mean, if they would pay you $10 million just to have a camera in your house to see your three dogs and you, you'd take it.
Well, of course I'd take the money.
Sure.
But don't expect people to watch it.
Of course they'd watch it. You? Absolutely. And they, you know what they'd see? Reruns of the Kentucky Derby on all the TVs.
Pretty much.
Because it's really the number one thing in
sports.
Do
you know last Sunday, Brett was over? We watched the Secretariat documentary for the 700th. Dad, can we watch the Secretariat documentary? Absolutely.
You poisoned that kid's mind.
I have. Are you taking today off for the tourney? Are you playing sick? Are you telling your boss, I can't come in today? I've really got a bad sore throat. We want to hear from you. 312-332-3776.
Here's David Kaplan.
All right, John, thank you. Hey, Chicago, you know we've all been impacted by COVID, especially in our communities. Help protect Chicago. We need everyone to stay safe and get the facts about the COVID-19 vaccine. Visit chicago.gov/COVIDVax for the facts.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Enjoy the show each morning in your Instagrammies at Cap Jay Hood on Instagram.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Can't wait for the tournament. Seth Greenberg's going to be with us coming up at 9 o'clock to
He's
break down.
Awesome.
Oh, go, please go right ahead.
He's awesome.
Yep.
You going to thank him for making you money, your first ever bet? He led you down a degenerate path?
We'll see if you allow me an alley to bring that up. We'll see if I get a window to talk about that.
I'm going
to
put that runway right in front of
you. Oh, I doubt that. Go ahead, Danny.
Cap, do you think if you cut Hoodie off, it'll be 10 o'clock quicker? I know you've made it known that you're just trying to move the clock today.
It's
do you think if you do not let Hoodie speak, we'll get to 10 o'clock quicker?
I could go.
I'm just a little premature at times. Can I tell you? Sorry. Just a little anxious.
Anxious for you to talk. But go right ahead.
Anxious to get those games going.
Well, you can't make time go faster.
I'm trying.
I'm just saying, I was promoting Seth Greenberg. And
You need to be in the moment. The present tense.
Yeah,
I'm locked in, man.
Yeah, you're locked in.
Not to this show.
Yeah, you're locked in. Always remember, Danny, with this show, small windows. Small windows. It's like calling basketball on the radio. Small windows. I can only talk up to the timeline before he takes over again.
No, you're the analyst. I'm the analyst, the play-by-play guy on radio. It's his show. TV's a little different. We did like a talk show when we did the games last weekend. It was fun. I had a good time with that. 312-332-3776. Have you made your bets for today yet?
No, I have not. But this is one of those days, if you do go into the office, Cap, man, you're just telling your guys, I can't make it today, because you want all day on the couch to watch the tournament.
Do they still have the boss button?
Yeah, they do. It's new this year. They've updated it.
What does that mean?
Well, like in the past, the boss button made your screen look like, you know, an Excel file. Uh-huh. This year, it looks like something completely different.
That's kind of cool.
So the boss can't catch on. Like, oh, you're doing the same thing you did last year. This year, it's something else. Like, if I had the boss button, I never would open an Excel file. You know, what are we using Excel for here on the radio
Correct.
Station?
It. Look, I got to think, if you're a smart boss and you have a good working environment, you understand. All right, I get it. Thursday, Friday, or this year, Friday, Saturday, but Friday, you're not going to get a lot of work done. You're all checking your pools. But that's what keeps morale up in the office, right?
Yeah, you would think, but you know some bosses just don't like that. They want more productivity. I'm just thinking that you got to be ahead of on whatever you got to do on Thursday. That way your Friday's wide open for a big day of college basketball, if you can.
If you're the boss, though, would you rather that whoever it is just called in sick?
No, I want you to come in. Let's all watch it together, but get your work in from Thursday, so that way we could chill on Friday.
Correct.
Half day.
Friday, we're going to have food brought in, and we're watching games.
You know, it's 10 o'clock. It's time for crosstalk.
It's only 9 o'clock.
Eastern.
Yeah, thank you.
Is it 10? Is it 10? Done that!
Not yet. Seth Greenberg on the tourney. 2 minutes.
Is it 10?